Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
We want to thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Because you know sexy and media, okay? How to put that together.
You do. You know exactly how to put that together.
Let me tell you.
One delicious ball of enjoyment.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
It is the truth.
And let me tell you something. Get ready, because Frangela, y'all about to see some new things out of us. Some new tricks out of some
mid-century
modern dogs. I don't want to call us old dogs.
Thank you for that. Thank you for not wanting to call us that. That makes me feel good.
Okay, we're so not old dogs. None of us here.
Maybe we might be old bitches, but we not.
Okay, anyway, thank you everybody for coming through at Patreon, because you keep our lives rolling. You keep this podcast rolling.
You absolutely do, because nobody else is. Thank you.
Thank you. And look forward, because I'm telling you, a big vision has hit Frangela. And we are coming forward with some new products, some new ideas, some new voice about a bunch of things. Get ready, because it's happening.
It's happening.
And speaking of happening, if you want a little Frangela in your pocket, go over to Cameo. Okay? Go to cameo.com.
Do it. You can get a special video from us. You can give it to somebody else as a gift or give it to you. Maybe a pick-me-up, a happy birthday, happy anniversary. This is why I'm quitting. This is why I love you. Go to sleep. Whatever.
All of it. Go to cameo.com. And I know You may or may not have heard about the biggest announcement in America. Liberals Save the World Tour.
That's right. It's starting up in April. Go to sexyliberal.com and go there. Don't trust any, don't Google Sexy Liberal Tour because it might take you to a scam site. Go to sexyliberal.com and get your tickets now for the Save the World Tour. It is amazing. Mama, Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and us, and special guests all over the country.
Get ready because it's about to happen. Democracy is depending on it. And speaking of democracy, join us every Friday in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the Blackest Hour on radio.
It is. It absolutely is. Nothing but black.
Shall we get started?
Yes, we should, because this... Ooh, these are some...
Ooh.
If you can't smell the scent of stupid, then you get to go take some Sudafed, because it is just everywhere in the air.
And also, I just want to remind everybody, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, so many of these incredible, incredible stories that we don't get to do. Like, literally, Angela, it's like Sophie's Choice up in here every week.
It is. It really is. And sometimes it may even seem unfair, and it could just be, but we haven't done one about Oklahoma in a while, you know?
Right.
So, you know, but what do we don't throw those out. We don't get rid of them.
They go to the pile. And you know what they get? They get extra attention.
That's right. They get to be their own special micro idiot or secret stash idiot, or I can't remember the other name, idiot. But every week you get, and when you're a Patreon subscriber, you get three of these idiots. So it's that stack. We're working our way through that. So it all gets addressed.
It gets addressed. And so if you have sent us an idiot and you go, how come they never call my name? But you know why? You know where you are at? In the Patreon.
You're in the stack. Very special stack.
You're in the stack. So here we go. This is from
Donnie J and Carol M.
Thank you so much.
Delta flight forced back to Amsterdam after... Oh, this is hard. It makes me itch. After maggots fall onto passengers.
You know what? Let me tell you something. After I read that, I popped up out of my chair. I walked around my office. I was like, oh, no, no, Lord, no, no. Because, you know, I have an overactive imagination, right?
I'm scratching now. It makes me itch. It makes me itch. Because I'm like, okay, here's the problem. First of all, it is the sign of the devil. That's the problem they had. What I can tell you is there were no black people near this on this flight, because had there been, they would have had to turn back because of that freak out. Because I would have stood up, and I don't believe in God, I would have been speaking in tongues. I would have absolutely been speaking in tongues and be like, oh, Jesus, come for us, please. Don't let the devil take us. Don't let the devil snatch us flying out the air. Oh my God. I believe in your spirit. All of you, Holy Spirit, come get us. Come get us. Oh, like I absolutely would have. Maggots?
No.
What is going on? So, no. Delta, my favorite. Yeah. Delta Airlines. This ain't, was it Ryanair? Would you expect this kind of horror film shit in Ryanair? I mean, I expect to see, you know, Beelzebub or Candyman in the bathroom on a Ryanair flight. That's where they live. That's how they get around. That's not surprising to me. But no, Delta.
Delta. And you know where they were going? They were coming from Amsterdam, and they were bound to where, Angela? Detroit, Michigan.
It's just wrong.
I know. So, but 1 hour into the flight, the Airbus had to turn back to Amsterdam's airport after maggots reportedly fell onto a passenger from an overhead bin. Okay? The station interviewed passenger Philip Schlott. Shocked? Yeah, shocked. A Netherlands native now living in Iowa. He said he saw about a dozen of the creatures on the woman sitting next to him. Okay, I still wouldn't be right, Angela.
See, we can't. I can't be in this house with this information. I could never be in a plane. I would be running up and down and going, and all my clothes would be off because I'd be like shaking out my bra, shaking out my panties. I'm like, I can't with this. Apparently, how did this happen?
Okay, so this, he said this was a dozen of the creatures were on the woman. He said, this is a quote. He said, she was freaking out. You bet the fuck she was. She was just trying to kind of fight off these maggots. And that's what I love, that description. There were 12 of them on her, and she was having 12 battles on her body to get at the maggots, okay?
And this is the thing. I become irrational in these situations, and I would have said, somebody set me on fire. Set me on fire.
Okay, and let me tell you something. That shit is fucking true because you tried to set yourself on fire when you had the ice stuck in your fucking throat. Okay, because
I become irrational when terrified. For some reason, I go to burn me. I don't know what that is, but it seems to be a go-to crazy for me. The flight crew, they had to turn around, right?
Yes.
And the flight crew eventually traced the maggots. See, this is where I got really upset with the reportage and everything. Okay. Yes. They traced the maggots to a passenger's bag, which contained rotten fish wrapped in newspaper.
Let me tell you something. Once I got the maggots off of me, I would have beat that motherfucker with that fish.
This is what I don't understand. Why don't we have this person's name?
We don't. And
this is a terrorist. This is a terrorist.
And you bought this maggoty ass shit? You bought this shit? Let me see you eat it.
Maggots don't just grow. Right? No. That thing had maggots before it got to the airport. Unless you're trying to tell me he'd been living in the airport for a couple weeks. Mm. That happened. He put a maggoty fish in. Why?
Why?
And how they get up? This is an open bag, like a tote bag or something? Let me tell you something. We go through all this hassle putting our names on our luggage. Keep your luggage with you. If you see something, say something. Nobody smelled it. Nobody saw it. And then you get inside. I can't bring a big bottle of shampoo, but this fool brought in a maggoty fish somehow.
That's what I'm saying.
And he gets on plane, and you gonna protect his identity? What? This is a. Do you know who Osama bin Laden is? Yeah, you do. That's what I'm asking. Why don't you know this? Why don't we know this terrorist's name?
I don't know, Angela.
This is where I start to think. What is going on? What is the cabal of secrecy of silence surrounding this absolute devil? This is where you go. The devil has helpers.
No, it's the Illuminati, and we all know it. Let's go on to the next one. Here we go. Next up, this is from Jack M. Thank you, Jack.
Jack. I don't think I don't remember getting a Jack before.
We don't. Hi, Jack.
Excellent.
Welcome.
Work, Jack. This is really upsetting, too.
Doctors remove 150 live bugs from Florida man's nose. An unidentified patient, which is already...
Why?
Went to a hospital earlier this month after noticing that his whole face felt like it was on fire. Okay.
He noticed. Could we just... He was alarmed, maybe, Oh, you know what? I just noticed my face is on fire. Yep. Does that make any sense as a sentence?
He said and this is the thing. Here's the point. And I'm going to say this. This is just a blanket thing for not just him, not just you, but we're all included in this. We grew up in an environment that unless you were dying, you didn't go to the doctor.
That's right.
And we've got to work back from that.
No, you had to actively be bleeding. They had to see the bone poking out of your skin. It couldn't be just it felt broken. You need to walk it off then.
That's right.
Like, I mean.
And you didn't have emotions.
No.
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 No such thing. So,
you could have some Robitussin or some aspirin. And that was it. Gargle with some salt water. And that was it. If it couldn't be cured by one of those three things, then you were just shit out of luck till your eyeballs started to bleed.
Yes. Then you ain't got nothing. Then if that didn't fix it, then you ain't sick.
Which explains why this man started experiencing symptoms in October.
That's why I said this, okay? Yep. And it wasn't until recently that they became serious. This is what I'm saying is that if you feel something, say something. You know, write it down so that when you go to the doctor, you say, you know what? I've been feeling weird on my right side. Or, you know what? The back of my right thigh been scaly.
Could you look at my nose? My nose, because I think there's a small colony of insects living in it.
This is a quote. He said, over a couple of hours, my face just started swelling. My lips swelled. I could hardly talk. I couldn't even get up to go to the bathroom without my nose starting to bleed. This is a man who had been living with issues and pain until they became serious and his nose started to bleed. He went, oh, this is serious. But this is how we allow our bodies to break down over time. And it's okay. You know what
so
I mean?
He goes to the doctor, right? And the doctor looks up inside the man's nose with a camera. And he saw dozens and dozens of bugs feeding on the nose and sinus cavity. Some as big as the end of his pinky.
150 of them.
And big ass bugs.
And his nose feeding on his skull, y'all. On his skull.
See, at first, the physician tried using suction to remove the insects, which were in the larval
It's so gross. Okay.
That didn't work, right? So then he had to extract them one by one. 150.
Let me tell you something. Doctor school don't prepare you for shit like this, okay?
Why? I need the video.
We need the video.
Okay. I need to see. Because this is one of those, I'm gonna tell you something. If we want people to take care of their health, this is so much better than like, this is your brain on drugs. If you showed this video during the day, right? If you were like at PSAs, we were like, do you want to be this guy? And they showed bug after come out this man's nose.
People
would go to the doctor. I believe a bunch of people would go to the doctor who don't normally go to the doctor. They'd be like, you know what? Let's go. We're going to the doctor. They were right up against his skull.
Yeah, this is what the doctor said. He said, I knew he was in big trouble. There was erosion that was occurring near the skull base that was in very close proximity to his eye and his brain. They were brain worms.
They could very easily, they'd sent them off to an epidemiologist to determine their species. At first, they said it remained a mystery how the larvae got inside the man's nose. And that would have been upsetting. But what really upset me is when he came up with the man, uncharacteristic of most dummies in this situation, came up with an explanation. Apparently, he likes to fish at the river, some river in Florida. And he said, this is a quote for him. Before I would rinse my hands in the river, now I'll use cleaner to do a better job and not touch my nose or my hand.
So he got river water in his nose.
And handling dead fish and not cleaning his hands thoroughly before he probably touched his face or picked his nose or something. But this is my thing. So have you been eating fish that are full of these bugs?
Yeah.
Whoa. I need to know what we're doing. What is the battle plan on the United States of America versus this bug? What Navy SEAL team is in charge of this? Because I know there better be one.
What's the meningitis that everybody gets when they jump in the river. Every 18-year-old always in Michigan always dies.
Losing their legs and shit because of this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's why I don't go in lakes.
Okay. That's what
ain't
it
nothing
is.
Nothing but toilets. But this is the thing. 150 larvae.
Mm-hmm. No, we're waking up to become bugs to eat his eyes and brains.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so upset.
Wash your motherfucking hands for real. We'll be right back after these messages. Ooh. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Frangela at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code Frangela for 10% off today.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we got to, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Welcome back, Tamara B and Sharon K. Oh, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Texas man accused of putting antiques up his kilt-covered butt. Now, just in case you don't know, there are pictures and video of this event.
Tamara and Sharon, very good work. Very good work. This is Texas. Now, here's my thing. I think kilts are great. I think they're wonderful.
I love kilts.
I have to believe it's a little unusual in spring Texas.
Yes.
To see somebody kilt. I could be wrong. So let us know at frangela08@gmail.com if I am. But apparently Mitchell Vest, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently 60 years old. Oh, no, wait, he's 6 years old. He allegedly had been going to this antique store, walking around, picking up different antiques, things like a makeup brush, an antique bottle opener, and a tobacco tent can, sticking them up his ass, and then putting them back on the shelf.
See, Angela, I would have respected him if he had put him up his ass and bought him, okay? Then he would
take them home and put them in your vestibule.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you want to store your antiques. You can't.
No.
Okay, you shouldn't even be touching things that you're not going to buy because you could break them. But I didn't think we have to, you know, you touch it, you break it, you put it up your ass. It's yours.
It's yours. This is yours. You have bought this. Let me tell you something. Your spirit has purchased this item. This hairbrush, this don't belong to the world no more. No, Lord, this is yours. Your spirit claimed it. No, let me tell you something. If your anal cavity has closed around an item, you've claimed it.
It's yours. This is why, see, when we get upset when people get arrested and they try to say that gun or those drugs up their vestibule are not theirs, I don't know how many ways we can say this. Ass ownership is total body ownership. Anything up your ass. Don't make me play the doctor again saying there is no such thing. I'll find the video, record it, and play it for y'all again. There's no such thing as an accidental anal insertion that you leave there, okay? There's no such thing. If you put some ass up your ass, and here's my problem. All these antiques together, I guess it was just a little over $200, which makes me question what they call an antique.
Right. Well, okay. Well, also, maybe.
A today makeup brush is worth more than that, possibly. So why are we, and what is the kink here?
Well, you know what the kink is. Know what the kink is, which is gross. You don't want to put your fecal matter all over everything and the excitement for you that people buy it. And, you know, it's a dirty little secret or story for you. Let me tell you something. There are places where you can get these things handled and dealt with, these feelings, these thoughts, where you don't go to jail or risk embarrassment. I'm not going to sit here and tell you this shouldn't be your kink. I'm you like that. Just want you to be safe in your kink, okay?
And let me be clear about something. I consider this, again, another act of terrorism. And when I tell you, that I will never go into another antique store.
Oh, no, Lord.
Okay. Never, ever, ever. Because why did it take like four items before you, you let this person put four items up there, but before you did anything? Because why didn't you start screaming the minute, why is your hand moving towards the back of your kill? With our makeup brush, what you do? Why are you doing that? There's no reason for that to go behind your back at all. What are you doing, man?
If I was in Spring, Texas, I wouldn't touch shit. I wouldn't touch a goddamn thing.
Well, first of all, I need to know Mitchell Betts. I need to trace his steps. Every place that Mitchell has been. Because if you think the peaches at Vaughn's are safe, if you think the dentine you bought at the gas station is safe,
Not if Mitchell's been there.
And let me tell you something. This is how I roll. If this were my store, I'd be like, from now on, only people with pants on can come in this store. There's no skirts allowed, no dresses allowed, no culotte. I want a solid pant tapered at the end. I want it tapered and belted. Tapered and belted. That's the only way you can come and play antiques. Okay. And let me check your hair for maggots. And I have a quick look up the nose. And once then you can come in. I can't.
Okay,
I can't, Francis.
Will you open belted and tapered the antique store? I want to be there at the ribbon cutting. Because I can't. Oh my God, my stomach hurts so bad. Okay,
those pants are not that's boot cut. You can't come in here with no boot cut. You know better. This is what's belted and tapered. It's belted and tapered. You need to borrow a belt? I will taper it for you with duct tape.
God, my stomach hurts.
I'll do a courtesy tapering.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts.
But you cannot come in here with any kind of access to your anal cavity because I don't trust people.
The trust is gone.
The trust is gone.
Oh my God.
Trust is gone. Killed it.
Oh, God.
Killed it. Next up.
No, please.
Dead to me. And Mitchell gets ice. I'm sorry. I need him to wear a scarlet AC anal cavity. I want an AC.
No. No, fuck that.
You need to know where Mitchell is at all times.
No,
I want an ankle bracelet.
He gets an ass chastity belt. You gotta beg me to get something in or out.
That's right. He can't leave his house without his ass locked up.
Locked up? Locked up? Okay.
And I want a Hannibal Lecter mask on him too. I want that toothy thing, to keep his mouth. Mitchell can't. No, Mitchell has blown his freedom. And they released him on $100 bond, which I don't understand. This man is a clear threat, a clear and present danger.
Nope. Here we go. This is from Patrick M.
Thank you, Patrick.
Okay, I may need to recuse myself for several reasons.
Okay.
You want me to read it? What happened when a miniature-sized mom faked being a student to attack her daughter's teacher?
This is in New York, Syracuse, upstate.
Okay. What I can say, this is why, because I'm also tiny and I could probably get away with it with a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when I grew up, I'm going to try to articulate this. When I grew up, this was considered street law.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody messes with your child, you go out there, you beat their ass. But I thought that we all healed from that like 40 years ago.
Let's tell you what happens so you can understand. Okay. Lindsina Sutton, her daughter, I guess, got in some way reprimanded. She was being punished for allegedly lying about where she was during the school day, which is a weird sort of, I don't understand did she skip class? Then shouldn't this be about skipping class? The lying thing, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but that's what it says. She told her teacher, quote, my mom will handle this. Apparently that was interpreted as a threat. I mm-hmm. didn't actually take it that way when I read it. I just like, yeah, your mom will come and have something to say about it.
That's how I took it too.
I didn't really take it that way, but so the teacher filed a report with the school administration about the verbal threat she received. But apparently the next day at Lincoln Middle School, which is the part that's really, Lindsina Sutton, who's just shy of 5 feet tall, like somebody else on this podcast, snuck past security. Now, she walked. Right. She walked past security with a hoodie on.
Right.
Because she
was little.
Smaller. And so people tend to not quit. Like Frances says, you may or may not know, has been pulled over a few times by police who thought a child was driving.
It's my 30s. Fucking 30s.
When they weren't going to let us onto a carousel.
That was my 30th birthday. Yeah. Bullshit.
They weren't letting us onto a carousel because So you've had this experience mm-hmm. of being misidentified as a child. So, but she apparently wanted to get in with the kids because otherwise, you know, you have to go in through administration check-in, all that. So she got in, apparently got to her daughter's classroom. She attacked the teacher, punched her in the face while 25 to 30 students in the classroom at the time watched in horror. Horror?
Or did they let it happen?
They of course let it happen. They just didn't nobody get nobody? So she broke a bunch of bones in this woman's face. Gave her a concussion. This was a beating. Okay.
This was a beat down.
A beat down. So, several broken bones in her face. So they're saying that these are injuries you don't even see in boxing matches because people protect themselves. Like this, she was not ready, didn't protect herself probably. So the mother said that the reason why this happened, you say, just because she was like, her daughter was getting in trouble for it, sounds like skipping class and lying, which is weird. The mother said that she did feel bad for the injured teacher. Now, I have to stop us here because I believe this is where I get so upset about grammar and vocabulary. By constructing this sentence this way, it's like we're acting like somehow this teacher got hurt in a sudden hurricane.
Right.
A hurricane in the form of beating her face.
As if she wasn't in that vortex of violence along with the teacher and that she had started that vortex of violence.
Well, no, what I mean by that is the way that they've written this sentence, although she felt bad for the injured teacher, she injured the teacher.
That's what I'm saying. She is the
vortex. So feeling bad for her doesn't make sense.
Oh, no.
You could have stopped it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the reason she, you know what I mean? So, like that doesn't make any sense.
Well, see, you don't have both. You see, you have continuous feelings. You don't have, like, before feelings.
Compartmentalized logic.
That's right.
Yeah.
You don't have before feelings, middle feelings.
Oh, I feel very bad for her having been beaten horribly in the face by me.
Right.
That doesn't even make sense. Okay, so she says that this outburst was a result of anger at repeated instances of bullying towards her daughter that were not handled. This is a quote. She said she's been slapped. She's been kicked. They've broken her glasses 3 times. They've broken cell phones 2x. And all we get from the school is, well, what is she doing? They made it out to be her problem. She went on to say, I apologized for that. And I hope she recovers. There's always a better way to handle stuff. And we were going to talk at the school to have a conversation with the school like we have numerous times. But you didn't. What you did is you snuck in and attacked her physically, acting like you're somebody reasonable. And also, does it help your daughter's case if you're trying to say that she's been bullied for you to come in and bully and attack someone? That doesn't make me believe you. What that makes me think is that your child has probably started this crap. Like, because you did.
Well, what it looks and feels like is that mom came into the situation because she doesn't like the choices that have happened to her daughter and that her daughter makes. So her mom, every time she comes home and tells her mom X, Y, and Z, and of course it's only her POV, happened mm-hmm. to me, mom gets hurt, loves her daughter, gets angry, angrier, angrier, angrier. Mom can't keep it under a lid even though it sounds like daughter can almost emotionally. Mm-hmm. And so I look at mom is the one who came to school and blew up.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, mom is the one who came and was like, no, this is how, and this is what I was saying before at the top of this. Her justice is very old school justice. This is the kind of justice, like, it's not that I'm saying that it's okay, but this is the kind of thing that I think
when
would
you
see...
use the word justice, though, it's implying an agreement with it.
Necessarily agree with this is how it used to go down though, you know,
to beat the teacher. I get the beat the students, I get to help your child beat the students, and not that I don't agree with it, but
not beat the teacher necessarily.
Beat the teacher is a little like, I feel like there's some information kind of missing here. There's something about this. I didn't like the way, this is my problem, I don't like the way the teacher was like, you were lying about this.
Right.
Like, that doesn't seem to be her purview, and it seems a little like, what the hell? Like, this, there's something here that isn't kosher, you know, yes. That doesn't sound quite right. And I don't know exactly what it is, but we all, you know that I have been targeted by a teacher in a way that other students absolutely recognized it. Well, and you know, so I don't know what that is, but I do know the worst way to help your daughter deal with bullying is to go into school and beat someone up.
Right. And this is the other thing too. What I find interesting is that retroactively, she's allowed to speak about it as if she wasn't involved in it.
And it's some sort of weird act of nature.
So it makes me go, what all was happening here in this situation? Because mm-hmm. if she's allowed to speak on it in those ways, after she has broken the bones in this teacher's face.
It doesn't sound like she got arrested.
No, this is
There's
what I'm
no
saying.
There's no mention of arrest in this. Which I gotta tell you, when people aren't arrested, that's usually because the people who should be pressing charges aren't, and that's usually because of something. Either they're afraid to,
yeah,
or they are. If they do press charges, then that opens them up to charges being pressed against them for something, or for, you know, or for them being an investigation then has to happen, and that they may have something in that they don't want exposed. It's very weird to have a teacher get assaulted and you don't hear about, by an adult, by not even by one of the students, and you don't hear of this woman's been arrested for trespassing, for assault, for all sorts of things that she would normally, let you or I walk into a kid's school we don't belong in right now, they're going to arrest us even if we don't do anything.
This is what I'm saying, that I'm going back to what I said. This kind of justice,
this kind of retaliation,
do not be upset.
The words matter. The words matter.
Do not
matter.
Be upset with the motherfucking.
This kind of choice.
Deliverer of the information.
This kind of choice.
What I'm saying is her choice. You call it whatever the fuck you want to call it.
That's what it is, a choice.
You could call it a choice. Her choice to walk in, beat the fuck out the teacher, somehow write it, regulate it. Whoever you are, you aren't going to jail for that. Something else was going on.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely, something else is going on. But what I do know is this is not the school for you or your daughter.
No.
That I know.
No, but what you did walk in is what you did was you laid down the law. You put down a boundary and you said, you shall not pass. That's what you did.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if the bullying is coming from students, I don't know that this helped her daughter with them.
Well, if it was coming from here's the thing.
That's the thing.
It sounded like that bullying. It sounded like mama didn't come in and deal with the bullying from the students.
Right. And she the same size as them, it sounds like.
This is what I'm saying. In the olden days, what you did was you matched up age-wise, okay? So if you're going to bully my little sister and mm-hmm. you're my age, you don't get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got words. You got mm-hmm. you got steam. You got puff in your fucking chest. Come speak to me.
Yes. See, this is the thing. This was, I have to want this. You also in this situation, I feel like what's really dumb about it to me is because you snuck in, there's no way for us to not call this like first degree. You know
what I mean? Absolutely. Like, it's awful.
Clearly you went in there to do this.
We don't go into school to beat a fucking teacher. It's fucking stupid.
No, you don't go into school in hiding unless there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So let's review.
Okay. What you got?
The air maggot.
Then we had the nose larva, 150.
Then we have man with man peeks up his butt.
And then we had the miniature sized mom fake being a student and attacked her daughter's teacher, which was wrong.
Yeah, and I would never call anyone miniature. That implies that there's some standard size. That's really sizist. Can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, over your keyboard.
Your point?
What do I do whenever the car Francis turns to hit me? You know what I do?
Lean. Move out the way. She just lean.
Lean because you can't reach it.
Bitch leans because she knows I'm strapped in and I can't quite get over. Okay, who you got?
Okay, this is, this is so difficult for me. I want to say, see, this is the thing. I think the maggots is on purpose. I do not believe that somebody accidentally had a rotten fish in their bag. So I call this terrorism. I can't call it. I think I gotta go with bug larva. Because Francis, how do you not know? They're 150 bugs eating your skull and nose, your septum. How do you not, why does it take them getting to the point of their bursting things?
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I get the whole not going to the doctor. I understand I was grew up the same way, you know, but I have to tell you that there are certain things, anything with the head I get worried about because a lot of important things are up there.
Okay, I disagree with you this week.
Okay.
The biggest idiot for me.
Because this is hard. This is not easy.
It's not easy. The biggest idiot for me is the mom who went into, pretended to be a student.
Stupid. It's very stupid.
And proceeded. Here's my thing. If you wanted to get your anger out and hit something and hit a teacher, why did you wait till school in school, go into school onto school grounds, which I'm sure is a different count, then proceed to do it in front of 25 to 30 students?
Yeah, very dumb, very dumb. And I have to tell you though, Francis, it's called Obamacare. Okay, or Medicaid, you 60 years, Medi-Cal, Medicaid, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Or, hey, we have got to be willing to get professionals involved in our health care.
You're fucking right. You know what, Angela? There was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country where if you had a lovely, beautiful Sunday in the spring, you and your partner get in the car. You go on a little road trip, a little antiquing.
Ooh, through the countryside, a little antique.
Walk in. Mm-hmm. And you were sure to pick up something that might have a patina.
Look at this trinket.
Look at this trinket that might have a patina on it.
A hue.
But not covered in ass, okay?
Not fecality, okay? No, 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 absolutely not. Let me tell you something, Francis. Let me tell you something. There was a time in this country, okay? There was a time in this country that when you made a teacher's meeting and you knew that you were going to be talking to a teacher, you didn't have to lace up. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to stretch, lace up, make sure that your corner people were ready. You didn't have to do that, okay?
You know what, Angela? You know, I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela.
In a week.